Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I'm Jeff Phelps. Andy's out today. Dan Minigan doing double duty. On the day when the Cavaliers have a couple of picks coming up in the NBA draft, they are picking 19th and 28th in the second round here of the draft. And that's well and good. Keep your fingers crossed. The Cavs do not have a first-round pick. It, of course, went to the Utah Jazz, who moved it on to Charlotte, actually, I believe. So the Cavs' choice, where it would have been already been used. And the Cavs have a couple of guys to pick from tonight. There are people available.
You need, like, a wall-sized flowchart to keep track of some of these draft picks in the NBA draft.
It's unbelievable.
It is insane. Like, the realgm.com write-ups for these draft picks look like the Gettysburg Address. I mean, it's just, this pick was previously with Charlotte. It had been moved to Portland. Then Portland turned around and moved it to Atlanta. And Atlanta turned around and moved it to Florida. Then it's the best of these seven teams' picks that are in between there, between San Antonio, Houston, Olympiacos, Maccabi Tel Aviv, or if the moon is waxing and not waning when the draft is taking place, then the best of those then turn around and go over to Milwaukee, which then make their way to Chicago, which possibly then to Cleveland,
okay,
then maybe down to Dallas.
Okay. We get it.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous,
we get
these
it.
Picks.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. They're just assets. You know, it's just commodities. They're just moving them for whatever purpose. There are some names available, guys who have a little bit of a reputation, who made it through the first round. The name that most folks are saying is the guy out there best available as the NBA goes into the second round tonight is a guy named Rashear Fleming, who's a power forward from St. Joseph's. He's 6'8", 6'9", can rebound, and can shoot from the outside a little bit. Perfect for the Cavs, right? But they draft 48th and or 19th and 28th in the second round, and those picks are 40-something and 58 overall. Will that guy be there? Could they trade up to get him? Maybe. You know, you might be able to trade up, but you want to trade up to get a – unless you're giving up two picks, you're going to trade up to get a guy in the second round? Keep in mind, I don't want to go football on you here. 32 times – Rashear Fleming's already been passed over. It doesn't mean he couldn't become a great NBA player. I mean, we see that, but you wonder. And then there's the kid from Creighton, 7'1 center, Ryan Kalkbrenner, who is supposed to have some skills, and great. I would love to see the Cavs get either one of those guys. I keep thinking a guy who will be on the board is Eric Dixon from Villanova, who is a 4 or 5 year guy. And as we talked early on, Dan, you and I both think a 4 or 5 year college player who has a game that might be ready to go in the NBA is what this team could use more than somebody they might have to try and develop. Because I think money-wise, they could use some help in the rotation right now and not have to pay for it.
Well, and typically guys that have high floors and low ceilings are the ones that drop. You know, a lot of times with these guys, you're always projecting ceilings. You're always trying to see if you can turn this guy into the next great player. And those guys who have high floors because they're older and that low ceiling are the ones that find their way to the second round. And it's exactly what the Cavs need. They need help now, and they need it cheap. And so it's why it makes me wonder if they're not going to package those two picks and move up. Instead, they're going to take two separate players, and maybe one of them becomes a stash guy overseas. But for sure, I think they walk out. And the two things that this team needs are guys who can shoot, who are between 6'6 and 6'10, or a center who can come in off the bench and relieve Jared Allen / Evan Mobley for about 25 minutes a night.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they can walk out with one or both, this draft is a success. And it could be a guy like the Russian kid from Michigan who's 24. It kind of is a bit of a finished product. He'll grow a little bit. He'll get a little bit better. The NBA will do that. The way the Cavs develop guys will do that too. But he kind of is what he is. He's a little on the, little on the slower side. He doesn't move his feet as well as he should, but he could finish around the rim. He can rebound. He can block shots. He could be a menace in between there. And he can relieve those guys off the bench. Perfect. That's what they need. Do you see it that way as well? Would you move up in the draft for somebody? Or are you like, I want to use both of these picks because I got two things I got to address?
If there is one guy on the board right now who the Cavaliers really like and think that they could be a contributor, and let's forget star player. I mean, that would be getting really lucky. Let's think about contributor for the next 3 to 5 years. And they think they could trade up to get him. And yeah, by all means, you should try to do that. If there's somebody that they really like. If there's not, keep your fingers crossed. You draft two guys and you go. Just keep in mind. And I did this last night. If you want to see what a crapshoot is, in the NBA, what a crapshoot the second round is, go look at second rounds of the NBA draft in the last several years. Go back and look and see names and see how many you actually recognize who were drafted in the second round. You don't recognize most of them because they never made it. Or if they did, it was for, a very short period of time. And that's what the Cavs are dealing with tonight with second round picks. So though we'll all be paying attention, and though we'll all be intrigued and we'll all look at the optimistic side of whoever it is they pick, second round picks in the NBA generally don't have much of a career in the NBA.
It's an uphill battle.
Generally. You find them all the time who actually, somebody who really goes. One thing you want to make it an even greater gamble, but here's something to think about. And it's this. Austin Reeves didn't get drafted with the Los Angeles Lakers. And our buddy John Ireland, who is the Lakers play-by-play guy, told me that they signed him, and they signed him as an undrafted free agent. And they're getting ready for summer league and all that stuff. And they start doing practices. And John said that the folks with the Lakers immediately were like, oh, man, this guy can play. And we need to sign this guy. And we need to sign him now. And they did. Because they thought if we let this guy go unsigned and let him go into the summer league or whatever, we're going to be in trouble. We're going to be in trouble.
Someone's going to pick him up.
Yeah, somebody's going to pick him up.
Someone's going to come by and snatch him.
So with that thought in mind, keep an eye after the draft. And it'll come out and you'll start to see names leak. The Cavaliers, I'll bet you, will be very active in trying to sign guys who were not drafted in this draft.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store.
True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And why? Because what's the best way to win in the lottery? Probably not just to buy one ticket.
Mm-hmm.
It's to buy several tickets or buy tons of tickets, whatever. I would think that they're going to take a look at some guys and see if they can't get lucky with somebody who slipped through the cracks. And Dano, that might be a great opportunity for some guys that we've talked about, the 4 or 5 year college players who might not get drafted, but know how to play basketball. There's a lot to be said for guys who know how to play basketball.
Undrafted free agents are guys who have some level of upside. Now, granted, they've all been passed up at least once by every team in the league.
If not twice.
Right. If not twice, depending on how many picks that you have. But they're cheap, and you could develop them. And right now, with the situation that this Cavaliers team is in, it's all about cheap. It's all about being able to develop, because that's where the improvement is going to come from.
And here's what you might be able to find. Austin Reeves, undrafted. You want to get more specific? Dean Wade wasn't drafted. Dean Wade's a solid NBA player.
Yeah.
And what does this team need on its bench right now? Some solid NBA players who don't cost them much money. And so you look for that, and then maybe you can try to develop some guys. I mean, it happens every year. Second round pick, one or two guys end up being really good. Maybe the Cavs can find one. Undrafted guys end up sticking in the league. It happens every year. Maybe the Cavs can find one. Because I honestly think that their roster could use a little infusion of younger blood and guys who might be able to play, because I disagree with folks who say it's a really deep roster. I think it's a good roster, but I don't think it's really deep. I just don't.
I think it's a good roster. It's a flawed roster. It's a roster that is missing a couple assets that could really help them. I was sitting there watching the finals, and you see, you start looking at the Cavalier roster or whatever team you root for roster. When you watch the finals and you start playing the game of, okay, how many guys on my team could play in this series? And you kind of start playing that game a little bit in your head going, okay, Donovan Mitchell, yeah, he can play in this series. Darius Garland, yeah, he can play in this series. Jared Allen, yeah, he can play in this series. Evan Mobley, yeah, of course. DeAndre Hunter, sure, absolutely. Yep. He would help all these teams out.
And then?
Then you start getting to the bench.
Max Strus,
that guy can help you. That guy can play in this series.
There's six.
We're at six. Isaac Okoro, no, probably not. Shot's not good enough to help you out on the offensive side of the floor. The defense is very good, but not having the shot on the offensive end, you need to be like nails on defense that everybody going up against you does not score to be able to live that life and not have the jump shot. So that's out the window. Sam Merrill was getting picked on. Ty Jerome couldn't find a shot. Slash was getting picked on a little bit on the defensive end as well. Like, you start going down and you're like, okay, I got six guys that I on this roster that could play in this finals. We need depth. You need to find other guys that you could go into an NBA finals, which that's your goal, so you're doing it. Who can hang? Am I missing anybody off the top of your head?
No, not right now. I don't think you are.
And, like, maybe Dean Wade, if he was 100% healthy, maybe Dean Wade could hang. But Dean Wade hasn't been 100% healthy in like 2 years.
I just think they need some good fortune tonight. They need to get lucky, need to trade up for somebody, need to find somebody out after the draft. They need to add some young, cheap talent to the team. Raymond is in Uniontown. Hi, Raymond.
How are you, Raymond?
Hey, how's it going?
Well,
hey, just real quick, Guardians before Cavs. I just wanted to give the three Bs. Brito's back, baby. Can we get him up here within a week?
Only if he hits, Raymond.
He's got a hit.
Well, he went 3 for 5 yesterday, so give him a week.
Well, there's one.
Get his butt up here.
All right. Cavs.
The Cavs. So about your guy, Eric Dixon, this is what I'm trying to figure out is where, because I get it. He's, even though he turns 25 in January, he has one thing. He does it really well. And plus, he looks like a tight end he's built. You know what I mean?
They don't have anybody like him.
No, they don't. But could you play but defensively because of his lack of athleticism and its defensive forte? Could you see, remember Kenny Gattison?
Yes.
Could you see him as a small ball 5 in certain situations? Because I can see Atkinson seeing him trailing, popping 3s, using that big muscular body of his to start knocking some people around. He's not a great rebounder, but I become more and more interested in him because I'm like, well, he does one thing really good. He's probably not going to get any better than he is, but he does do that one thing they need, and that's scoring in a variety of ways.
And he's got a pretty good three-point shot. Yeah, he was over 40% on college threes last year. Why not? I've just thrown his name out, Raymond, because I think his skill set would fit. I love his size, and he's different from what they have. He's also what Dan and I have talked about. That guy who's been around, he's played 5 years of college basketball. Dude made 141 starts in college, played in 162 college games. If he's not ready to play now, he never will be.
Yeah, you got me started on where I'm looking at him like, ooh, you know, we've seen guys who, you know, can come in, and as long as they play their role, I'm like, he can shoot, and he can score, and he can actually handle a little bit. So I could see him taking a big guy out front and freeing up the guards. So it's interesting. It really is.
All right, Raymond, I'm glad I could make you think a little bit. And again, he's just one guy, but you know, with his skill set, with his ability to put the ball in the basket, come on. We saw the NBA playoffs. What was critical? Putting the ball in the basket, playing a little defense. Maybe that's just one guy. I'm real anxious to see what they do tonight, though. It's Baskin and Phelps. Dano, in for Andy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.